There are several instances recorded in the New Testament where Jesus went out of his way to help some person, either with their faith or with healing or some need that they have. Listen to what happened one time when Jesus and his disciples went into the region of the Gadarenes. It's found in Luke chapter 8, verse 22, and then down to verse 26. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he, Jesus, went into a ship with his disciples. And he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And they launched forth. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils for a long time. And he did not wear clothes. He didn't live in any house, but he lived in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God Most High? I beseech you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him up, and he was left bound with chains and in fetters, and he broke the bonds and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. And there was there a herd of many pigs feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he let them. Then went the devils out of the man, and entered into the pigs. And the herd ran violently down a steep place in the lake, and were choked. When they that fed the pigs saw what was done, they ran away, and went and told it in the city and in the country. You see, sometimes when we sin, we want to hide from Jesus. We are ashamed, or maybe we have not known Jesus, but we think that just because we have a lot of trouble in our life, just because we have a lot of sin in our life, that Jesus does not care for us, and that he will not pursue us unless we come to him. You see, Jesus really is the good shepherd. When there's a lost sheep, he goes looking for that lost sheep. He came purposely across that lake to find this man that nobody could do anything with. And it says, when the people came to check on what was going on, they found this man clothed and in his right mind. See, Jesus cares for you. He cares for me, even when we do wrong. He must bring judgment upon wrongdoing because he's God and he's just and he's holy. But he loves us and he pursues us and wants to heal us and wants to give us eternal life if we will but receive it from him in repentance and confession and faith and receiving the Spirit of Jesus and living each day as God's child. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you came looking for me. Jesus, I know you are the good shepherd. You go looking for your lost sheep. You came looking for me. You would not let me go. Thank you, O Lord God, that I found a place of faith and belief in you. And help anyone, Lord, that may be listening to this to know that you love them very much. And whatever their circumstance in life, whatever their sins, you will forgive them and help them to go on in this life as a child of God, and live eternally with you. In Jesus' name, amen.